commitment given a number of weeks ago that all patients on the list would be dealt with in Letterkenny. There was obviously a change last Friday, and I want to know why that change was made. I want to know who made that decision, because it certainly wasn't something that I was privy to, and it certainly was something which was against the suggestion and the commitment given a number of weeks ago.
Do you yourself fear for the future of breast cancer services at Letterkenny now?
No, because I have been given firm commitments at a very high level from the Minister himself and from the Minister's office and the Minister's team.
Some of the commitments you've been given haven't been kept. That must be very frustrating.
It's annoying. And furthermore, when you give your word that something will happen, you expect it to be followed through. I give my word on the basis of written confirmation from the SAILTA group, and somebody overturned that decision on Friday, and I'm not happy with it. Civil servants are accountable, and people who work within the public service are accountable to the political process as well. And if a politician comes on making a commitment and then that decision is reversed, it's not acceptable. I'm certainly not accepting it. And as time moves on today, I'm getting more angrier because somebody decided to take it upon themselves to reverse a commitment that was given 5 weeks ago in the space of one meeting last Friday. And it's doing a disservice to the people in the Northwest, and it's also doing a disservice to the political process.